Girly Whirlies, hello and welcome back to another episode of
Your Cue.
All right. We need to stop doing that. Welcome, girlies, to another episode of the Girly Whirlies Show featuring Sam Bay.
Hey.
Hi, darling.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
Any news for us?
Any news for you?
How are you feeling this morning?
Good.
Have I been annoying you?
No. I said I was going to wind you up today. Start.
Yeah. Sam woke up. Actually, you woke up and chose violence.
I didn't show. No, I didn't.
No, I don't mean that. I don't mean that.
Yeah,
you woke up and chose.
Yeah.
What did you choose? To annoy the shit out of me, is what you said.
Yeah, I said that I'm going to have a bit of fun with you, like.
Okay.
Wind you up, but now I'm kind of relaxing here, so I don't
yeah,
think I'm on that vibe.
Yeah, you got quite zen. You were, okay, we actually swapped because you were giddy in the car. I was so, like.
Wouldn't say a word.
I'm very quiet in the car.
I'd say like three questions, just wouldn't reply to me.
Did you think I was annoyed at you?
No. I didn't do it wrong. Why did I think you annoyed me? I got some quiet time. It was great.
Yes.
And then we came in here and I started
and
looking
I got
at,
really giddy.
Yeah, I was trying to check the first race for Cheltenham and I was reading through it and you were just clicking your pen in my
Sorry,
ear.
can we note, you went to Cheltenham when Cheltenham basically brought COVID back to the world.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. You kept that one quiet at the time, didn't you?
No. What do you mean I kept that quiet at the time?
I'm messing because everyone that went to Cheltenham brought COVID back. So you probably weren't telling everyone that
I
you were
was
in
Cheltenham this time 2 years ago.
Was it fun?
Uh-huh.
It sounds like my worst fear. It sounds like
You'd
my worst nightmare.
It.
I'd hate it. Standing around drinking and betting on horses.
In the rain.
In the fucking rain. No, I couldn't.
Not allowed.
Were you contemplating going this year?
No, I've done it.
Yeah, you wouldn't
no,
do it
I've
again.
Done it, no.
The Girly Whirly Show also wouldn't allow it. We don't give you days off
you
here.
You don't give me days off.
No.
the lads, I've five of my mates are gone over again.
Are they winning loads of moolah?
Up and down, yeah, they're doing all right.
Somebody, can I ask you a question? It might be controversial because I don't know if we should talk about it. But where's Kate Middleton?
I know. That's crazy.
It's really concerning. And I don't want to talk too much about it because, like, I don't want to get sued by the Royals or something.
Or killed.
But I'm really worried. I'm really worried, Sam. I'm actually genuinely worried. I don't invest much in the Royals. I'm not a Royalist, obviously. But, like, I am concerned. I'm worried about her.
I know, yeah. It's,
it's very fishy.
It's very
and then Meghan Markle announces her comeback to Instagram. Admits all of this.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked.
Meghan Markle's back on Insta and selling mugs and stuff, apparently. Oh, that's weird. That's weird. Imagine the whole world talking about the missing princess and then that's when you come back to Instagram.
Yeah, Meghan Markle
knows
what
she's doing. Choose a time, babe.
She knows
what
she's doing.
That's wild. But what do you actually genuinely believe?
I don't know, man. I thought like...
I don't know what to believe.
I kind of thought she was just gone off to get like a facelift or something.
That's yeah, a BBL.
Kinda, like,
everyone's saying she was getting BBL. It's
or like
so
just
terrible.
Say she like, I'd say she's just stressed out, man. Because obviously since Harry and Meghan left, I feel like William and Kay probably took on a lot more tasks or whatever.
I don't know. People are saying divorce, babe. And she's just like, fuck this. I'm not doing any of this shit anymore.
Yeah, I don't think it's a divorce.
I'm very concerned. Kate, if you're listening, we love you.
Yeah, imagine Kate Middleton sitting there listening to this, locked in a cell. Like.
No, locked in a cell. God love her. The whole internet's asking about her. It's really scary.
It'll come out and she'll be fine.
We hope you're okay, darling.
Spoke about. I just can't wait for...
You think it'll be a hush-hush?
Yeah, well, they're the most powerful
family. We'll never get the
now.
Truth, yeah.
I can't wait for the tell-all documentary that's going to come out in like
the Crown.
25 years.
The Crown will cover this. Imagine yeah. A season of The Crown on this.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we hope you're okay, Kate.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers, Kate.
Love you. Okay, so today's poll, moving on swiftly from the Royals. Today's poll. Did you see today's poll on my story, or do you know
no,
what?
No, I don't follow you.
You unfollowed me.
I just never followed you in the first place. I knew a fella, I worked with a fella and he didn't follow his bird and he wouldn't let his bird follow him.
No.
Yeah.
That's so suspect.
Yeah.
No, Sam, that's really sketchy.
Mm.
What was the reasoning behind that?
Probably he didn't want to see what he's up there.
That's outrageous. Okay, well that kind of plays into what we're talking about today. So the poll today is, do you look through your bae's phone? The three options. Yes, it's a must. No, there's no need. And I sneak a peek every so often.
Is that your one?
Do you think I voted that?
You think I'm asleep at night and I can see you just going through my phone.
So what do you think is the most voted?
What are the three options again?
Yes, it's a must. No, there's no need.
So someone, obviously, I think most people are going to say, no, there's no need, because they want their conscience to be all right, and they're lying.
So it's 75% there's no need.
Then the less...
I sneak peek.
Yeah.
Yeah, 23%. 2% say yes, it's a must.
Yeah, you guys need something on that.
I thought yes, it's a must might be a bit higher.
It's not a must, though.
I know, but I think some people do think it's a must. Like, I think some people think it's like their obligation to check Bae's phone.
It goes back to, it depends on the situation, because, like, if you've reason to go and look...
That's outrageous in the first place.
Yeah, say it to them. Don't look through their phone. But if you have reason to, you have reason to. But like, okay, if you're just like if you were looking through my phone, like you've been on my phone, you can look through it if you want. But like, you'd kind of, I'd be like, what are you doing?
No, truly. If I came back from the bathroom and you're, well, no, you've absolutely used my phone. Like, I've come back from the bathroom and you're using my phone to look up something or whatever. But if I came back from the bathroom and you were like in my Instagram DMs.
Or in WhatsApp.
I'd be like, fuck's sake, Sam. Yeah. I would actually be like,
what are you doing?
What the fuck? Because I'd be so annoyed that you...
Don't trust you.
Yeah, and it's giving insecure. It's giving... You're being insecure.
Is that why you read my phone?
So you think I read your phone?
I watch you every day. At 6 p.m. I get home from work and Sophie has her hand out. And she's like,
give me your phone. Let me see what you've done today.
She does a half an hour deep scrub. Have you ever had your phone read before?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Probably for good reason.
Probably, yeah. No. Would she look at my phone?
No. Hmm. No. No, no.
I just think it's fucking stupid. Just call them out on it.
Yeah. So my thing though is, okay, the only time is because there's so many stories of people, they do go through the phone and they find what they needed to find. But what I will say is what you said, if you want to go through the phone or something, just say to them instead of checking their phone. Sometimes I think there needs to be a sneaky look through, because sometimes they're too smart and they'll just gaslight you and make you think you're crazy, but you should have just checked the phone in the first place. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, if you've full reason for
it. If you've
it,
good
yeah,
reason.
Yeah,
it needs good reason, I'll allow it. And I do think women's intuition is so fucking real.
I think intuition in general, like, I think you know when you know, like, but I still think that the, like,
but then there's also then, sound,
like, that's the most private thing anyone knows.
Yeah, there's also then, you're just being you're being insecure, and you're also being very non-trustworthy, very paranoid, if you're doing it and you've no good reason to do it.
Yeah, if you're just doing it for the sake.
Like, I think there has to be something to back it up. Like, if one of my gals, like, Sophie, I need to go through his phone, I'd be like, give me the reasoning first. Like, I want to know why first.
Yeah, and you can tell. Like, you can tell how people act around their phones.
Oh, yes.
It depends on how they're acting around the phone. If they're jumping on the
phone. 100%. You can tell, and that's actually our story today, is you can tell by their behavior with their phone. One thing is, people always say, like, if the phone's always down, like, the screen is always down on the bed or, like, on the couch, like, so a notification can't light up the phone. Or, like, they, like, I don't know, like, if they're contacts, like, if someone's... has like a weird code name and their contacts or something, or like if you can't just scroll through each other, like, you know, we watch TikTok together all the time.
Yeah.
Like, always, like, you're always like, let me show you this TikTok. Like, if you can't do that,
like, we'd lie in bed and flick through. Yeah.
Okay, so I did ask a question box, have you looked and found something? A lot of yeses. I found out he slept with a girl he told me not to worry about. He had a list on his notes app of girls he'd slept with.
That is just, why are you doing that? Like?
Ex had a second Instagram and Snapchat with a fake name, and he was a creep to the girls, including his own sister.
No, that's a lie. There's no shot he was creeping on his sister. There's no way. Like,
yeah, my gut yeah, my gut was right. Is a lot of them. He was following girls on Instagram. Oh, he would follow...
There's nothing wrong with following girls on Instagram.
No, no. He would follow girls on Instagram if he was mad at me or after we had a row.
Okay, that's toxic, yeah.
That's gross. Toxic.
Yeah.
I did it once. Stupidest thing ever. You'll always find things you actually don't want to know.
Really?
Found texts.
In what sense? Because, like, I don't... Would I find something
no,
I wouldn't
want
to
know? No, you wouldn't find something you wouldn't know. But we know everything about each other.
Yeah.
Not my current angel husband, but an ex had loads of girls saved under boys' names.
Yeah. Toxic.
Found out he was cheating on me through texts on his phone, and also found dodgy photos. I stalked my ex's phone once and found nudes of loads of girls and his ex in his hidden pictures. Oh my God, guys. Looked through my ex's phone because I had a funny feeling, and I found messages between him and his best friend's little sister. The snooping was worth it. Yes, my ex had a whole separate life. We were together 4 years and he was seeing her and one of them. Oh my God, that one got cut short. There was more of a story there. I hate the way the box is so small. Yes, I found my ex texting other girls and then he gaslit me into thinking I was imagining it. This is what I mean. Like, sometimes you can't say it. Sometimes you just have to do the dirty work and look. Looked through my ex's phone after a bad gut feeling. He had been texting at least 10 other girls. Oh, looked at my ex's phone and had a subscription to a girl he went to school with, her OnlyFans. He had a subscription to someone's OnlyFans. Oh my God. I looked and I found out he was proposing to me. Fuck, you ruined the surprise.
See, like, yeah.
Aww.
Did he propose? Did you say yeah?
Someone said I was 17 and found a list of reasons why we should break up in his notes app. Oh my God.
Lads, pen and paper. You're going to write shit down, like.
No, because sure, remember Ross and Rachel? Remember Ross made a list and that got found as well?
That was on a computer.
Was it on a computer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, so today's story is a wild one. Today's dilemma, which ties into this. It was actually a DM. So it doesn't have a subject. We'll come up with a good subject for it. Okay. I love how she sets the scene. We're laying on the couch scrolling through TikTok on his phone and he gets an Instagram message notification. It was a girl's name that I didn't recognise. Usually he'd just swipe a notification away or he'd open it or reply to it in front of me. Like, yeah, you'd do that. Like, if, yeah. So, if you know, you'd open it. This notification seemed to make him immediately flinch and get up from the couch.
Oh, you're caught, mate.
Mm. He played it off and started making dinner, but I wasn't going to let it go. Good woman. Because I feel like in those situations, you can kind of freeze and be like, what the fuck? And then the moment passes. Then the moment passes and you're like, how the fuck do I bring that back up? So I'm glad. Okay, so she says, I wasn't going to let it go. I've been fooled like this before, so I felt I knew the signs. Okay, good woman. I made him show me the conversation and the notification that he had just received. And it was a message from a girl asking, when can we finally meet up? And in the chat, there was a handful of disappeared photos from her and one or two from him. So in Instagram, you can send a photo that like disappears, like kind of like Snapchat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my fucking God. So she had sent a few, so they're disappeared, so we don't know what they are. And he had sent one or two back. Can we assume kind of nudie?
Dick pics, yeah.
Dick pics, okay. I'm so disgusted, but so heartbroken at the same time. We're living with my parents. We're living in my parents' house. So I told him to leave and to give me space. I haven't had the strength to end it. I know it has to be over, but I think I just need to hear your thoughts on the situation because it will remind me of how much better off I'll be without him.
Yeah, end it.
Oh my God.
That's just never going to change. And even if you stay together, that's going to be in your head.
If we were scrolling through TikTok on your phone, which we do like every night, and I saw a notification come up. Firstly, I actually think I'd just freeze. Like, I wouldn't even know. I don't know if I'd have it in me to look right then and there. I think, like, I'm such a stewer. Like, I'd be stewing on that. And I think I'd stew on it and then go through your phone. I'm going to admit to that.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I'd say it straight up.
Would you say it straight away? I just don't know if I'd have it in me. Like, I think I'd just be so shocked.
Yeah, it's fair.
But I think you're more like, you'd say it straight away.
Yeah, but
you'd call me out straight away.
Yeah.
But I think I'd be a bit more shell shocked.
Yeah. No, I'd rip you.
Oh. Okay, so what would you say? So we're scrolling on my TikTok and you see a guy's name, let's call him Chad. Chad.
Chad. I wouldn't be worried if his name is Chad.
Okay, what name would worry you? Chris Hemsworth.
Chris fucking Hemsworth. Okay. I'd probably allow it. I'd be like, yeah, get him out for dinner.
So Chris.
If Chris texted you.
A Chris slides into my DMs.
Am I boring
you're
you?
You're boring me. A Chris slides. No, a Chris notification comes up on my Insta.
Who's that?
Who's that? Okay.
What's your answer?
And we go into, I'm like, no, that's just, remember that gay guy. Remember that guy we met in the gay bar.
Okay. That I've never been in, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah, remember Chris.
So, Chris.
You know
Chris. I know Chris.
I'd be gaslighting you. You remember Chris?
I do. Why is he sending you pictures of his dick?
You know Chris. No, we're not in the conversation yet. We're still at the notification.
Okay, open the conversation.
Oh, Sam, no. I'm in the middle of making
open
his chicken. I'm making his chicken.
Okay, I'll do it. You cook the dinner. I'll do it.
No, Sam. Chris from the gay bar. Do you not trust me? Oh my God, I'm gaslighting you so hard here. Do you not trust me?
Guys, I just want you to know that this shit happens all the time.
Do you not trust me?
No.
What, no, Sam, you should trust me. I shouldn't have to show you my phone.
Are we fully going through
it? Oh, we're role playing. I shouldn't have to show you my phone because I'm gaslighting you.
Yeah, I know. You're really good at it.
I'm not showing you my phone.
Okay.
Okay, so let's make the chicken.
No.
Sam, you're not playing. Play the game.
I'd be gone out of the fucking apartment by now.
No, you wouldn't. You'd have to see the conversation.
Okay.
So how? So you take the phone off me?
No, not forcefully. Oh. Like, give me the phone. I'm like, if you truly love me, give me the phone. I'd
gaslight me back. Okay.
Yeah.
So I give you the phone, and you see, I've been sent a few
and you've been sent a few.
And I've sent two or three, and they've sent me a few.
What were the pictures?
What were the pictures? Sam, he's gay. He's just sending me photos of the guys he fancies. They just disappear because that's how we talk on Instagram.
Is it?
I don't need my phone taking up storage.
And what about the flirty messages?
Oh, he's gay. I flirt with all my gay
besties.
There's
pictures of him with his ex-girlfriend on Instagram.
Well, he turned gay. She turned him
actually,
gay.
One of the lads actually knows him when he was banging.
No, she turned him gay.
You met some influencer.
Oh, what influencer?
She has a podcast.
Me.
Okay, I don't like this game.
Sam is getting triggered.
I'm not getting triggered.
So then you'd be like, we're done. Would you end it then and there?
I don't know, man. I don't think I'd be able to end it with... Oh, yeah, like, you'd have to, but...
So I can cheat on you and you wouldn't end it with me.
Hey, Shiv. Fucking, we're watching Succession.
Oh my God, we're
watching
Succession.
Guys, we're 4 years late, but it's so good.
Oh no,
like,
that's really sad. Her and Tom. Yeah, we're years late to Succession.
We're only on season two. But
she's so mean to Tom. And not that Tom's a great guy at all.
No,
but
none of them are. None of the characters are likable. But yeah, she... The gaslight.
We love. Yeah, okay, sorry. Let's come back to this girly scenario. Let's just remind her, gal, get the fuck... He can fuck off.
Yeah, run a mile, man.
Like, he can... I'm sorry. Done. Out of here. That is bullshit behaviour.
And he's living in your gaff.
He's living in your parents' house. And he's... We can guess sending nudes and receiving nudes. Is there more girls? Because sometimes I feel like if there's one, there could be more. You hear horror stories like we've just read out of like the multitude of messages and the list of girls on the roster, in the rotation. So that girl might not be the only one. Does that girl know that she's doing that? That's a question.
Yeah, and it's weird though. She was like, do you want to meet up?
So finally, what did he can just we finally meet up?
So he just met her online. So,
yeah, weird, like just sliding the DMs. And then she thought like, and then like, was he selling her a story of like, oh, I'm breaking up. Like if she did know that there's a girlfriend. This is why I always wonder. Okay, so if the textee, so the textee is the one outside of the relationship. The texter is the boyfriend. The textee is the one that's like kind of homewrecking. Does she know she's homewrecking or not? We don't know. If she doesn't know she's homewrecking, she doesn't know she's homewrecking. If she does know she's homewrecking, does she think that he's going to break up with your one for her?
Imagine
like,
so.
What do you think you're getting out of it is what I wonder. Are you being sold a story? Are you being sold down the river that like he's going to break up with this girlfriend and you're waiting and waiting and waiting? A big thing there is like, girls, if a relationship is starting with him cheating or like leaving someone for you, red flag. Red flag in my opinion.
To an extent, yeah.
If I cheated on someone for you to become my boyfriend, would you not be like, that's a bit dodgy?
Yeah, but then you could totally look at it the other side. It's like, right, we found our person.
But I shouldn't cheat on someone.
Well, no, fucking break up with them. But what I mean is, okay, yeah. You
okay, you're kind of on the point of leaving someone
for someone else. Yeah.
Okay, but you shouldn't be flirting and developing a relationship with someone. This kind of comes into our last week's conversation.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't. Why are you laughing at? Was that brand always called Anine?
What brand? Oh, Anina Bing.
I always thought it was Annie.
Yeah, so did I.
Sorry.
on my cap.
So, I'd fuck him off.
We're obviously fucking him off.
Yeah, I think that, like, even if he apologizes...
Block, delete, remove from your life.
Yeah, like, he's not going to stop, or that's never going to leave your head.
I agree. Okay, that's two things. I agree. I just personally would never move past it. I could not see myself... sleeping with him again and not picturing the nudes or the cheating or the anything. Like, I just couldn't.
Anytime he goes out.
Anytime
he goes to work.
Yeah. Anytime he's texting on his phone. Anytime he puts the phone down, screen down on the couch, you will be questioning it. That's my opinion.
I'm screening.
Oh, so, Sam just checked his position of his phone. He's screen up.
Screen up.
He's
guys.
A screen up kind of
screen
guy.
Screen up queen. Queen.
But I. Yeah, we're getting rid. We're block, delete, removed from our life. We're going to find someone so much better. You're not going to get over it. And will he continue doing it? In my opinion, probably. Probably. Is he fully ever going to stop? I don't know. People can change, yes. But I don't know. If he's a serial cheater texter, like nude sender.
The nudes are wild, man.
Wild.
I've only ever sent nudes
to me.
Yeah, but like never. Really. Like you kind of literally. Yeah, I don't know why we're getting on this conversation. Sorry, mum. But but like nudes are never a thing. Oh, like that's just fucking. Like I've got the confidence with that shit. Like
no, I agree. I'm gonna totally agree on that.
And I'd rather just do it in person.
I would only ever send a nude to my partner, not over a fucking social media platform.
Sorry, so that's
either.
What I was gonna say. Yeah, it's like you do it with your partner. I've never done it with someone.
That's not your partner.
That's not your partner.
I agree. I think that's so rogue. I'm not judging. I just mean as me personally, I just couldn't trust. I wouldn't trust anyone with it unless they're my boyfriend. And I personally would not be doing it over a social media platform. I wouldn't put it through Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok. I wouldn't be doing it anywhere.
Where would you do it then?
WhatsApp. That's not social media.
It's owned by all the same people.
Fuck. But like, you know what I mean? Like,
no,
someone
where,
could hack,
what, are you going to send a Polaroid?
Someone could hack your Snapchat. Yeah, I'll send you a Polaroid in the post. That's old school. That's giving war days. That's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, we could do that.
Okay, we try that later, will we?
I do have an Instax at home.
You do have an Instax at home. How does she?
So, okay, let's not send nudes. Let's
don't
be safe with our nudes.
And
let's
like,
not send nudes over social media platforms to people we aren't like safe with, is what I would say.
And don't send nudes
be
when
careful.
You're in a fucking relationship.
And girlies, underage girlies, don't fucking send them
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, don't.
That's illegal.
And I know honestly, guys, when you're that young,
don't
like,
be fucking doing it.
Lads are not to be trusted.
Don't
like,
be fucking
you don't
doing
know
it.
What they're going to do with it.
Now, Sambe, can I spill tea on myself? I have a little bit of tea to spill that I kind of remembered in this whole scenario of when I just brought up the homewrecker thing there.
You're a homewrecker?
I've told you this story, but I would have told you it years ago. So I don't know if you'll remember it like very fresh in your brain. But I accidentally think I homewrecked. Have what? I told you the story?
No.
I have. Remember?
Hey, with who?
Remember when I told you it was the summer before I met you? No, yeah, because that was like the only summer I was single. I went to a festival with my girls, and me and all the girls met a group of, were they Scottish guys or something?
Northern Ireland, no.
Or no, that was another time. That was Krakow. I was not a homewrecker then. I was single.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Let's anyway.
All just have, let's just have
let's
the other
just talk about all the men.
Got, yeah.
No, I have not slept with, you know this, I've been very honest. I've not slept with more than the fingers on my one hand. So
how did you get that many fingers on one hand? That's two hands, Sophie.
You wanker. I've not slept with more than five people.
27.
What? Sambe!
You told me 27.
Yeah, fuck off. The sarcasm doesn't translate. It's five. So, one of these, I slept with someone at a fest, not at a festival. Me and the girls went to Benicassim. You know what? I'm giving all the details because I should have outed them at the time, but I wasn't on social media back then. Me and all the girls met these guys. I can't remember. No, they were British. They were very much, not London, somewhere outside London. Funny accents anyway. And the whole group and my group, basically a few of us were getting with each other. And I slept with one of them. Sorry, I know it sounds like fuck. I don't want to fucking know about
yeah,
this.
I don't hear
but
this
it's just
thing.
It's just a story I think the girly worries need to hear.
Yeah.
Very drunk, whatever. And I slept with someone that was maybe like the first person I'd slept with after a breakup. And I'm like the only one because then it was you. And yeah, anyway, oh my God. And we slept together. That was fine. Then the next day, one of the girls gets a DM from a girl. And because one of my girls put like one of the boys on their Instagram story, and they obviously went digging deep, these girlfriends. And I think we'd all follow each other on social media. And that's how one of the girls' friends found out. So one of them was, you know what? No, I won't use names. We're going to call him Gail. It rhymes with Gail. We're going to call him Gail. And the name suited him so well.
So his name's obviously Dale.
Yeah.
Like, there's not much fucking names. Like,
so anyway, the girlfriend of Dale DMs my friend. DMs my friend. And is like, hey, like, I know this is really strange, but just wondering, like, the guys you're hanging out with, I've seen it on his story and your story, has someone slept with him? And yes, someone had absolutely slept with him. No. I did not sleep with him. I slept with another one and another girl.
Do I get to tell a story about...
Yeah, you can talk about shagging someone next week. And then another... There were three of us, I think, got with three of them. Not all at once. Jesus, we didn't have an orgy. But you know what I mean? We coupled up. And so Dale had a girlfriend. Then we get more info from this one gal that says, yeah, the other one, let's call him Liam, also has a girlfriend. So then we're like, fuck, like they're all cheating. They're all out here fucking cheating. So then we're like, okay, does Tim, oh my God, was that his actual name? I can't even remember his real name.
They don't listen to this. Pretty confident.
They're like, okay, so did Tim cheat as well? And we never really got a full confirmation on that one. If I was the homewrecker, because then we confronted the guys and I was told that they were on a break after I'd slept with them. I was told he was very much single. We were told they were all very much fucking single. That's what I would like to declare here. So I homewrecked by accident and I have kind of had a guilty conscience of it forever now because I was the cheaty. I was the cheeto.
It's nothing to do with you.
I know.
So why do you have a guilty conscience?
Because...
Why are you telling it publicly? You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to clear it. It's nothing to do with you. I don't, like, in those situations, that is not your fault.
I just thought the girly really needed to know my secret.
Yeah, no, that's fair. But
actually, it's not a secret. I just mean a funny story.
I think that...
So that's what I mean. It's like, what if you're the homewrecker without knowing you're the homewrecker?
It's not your fault. Mm. You're single. Like, it's not... Unless you're in a relationship, it's nothing to do with you.
Maybe it's do your research. Back then, it was a few years ago. I feel like there was no background.
Yeah, but again, it's not your job to go out and do a background search.
Fair. Good point, Sam.
If someone's cracking on with you, you're single, do what you want.
And if they tell you, oh, Hillary.
Hey, Hillary.
If they tell you they're single, that's their duty. That's their job. Yeah, fair. Yeah. Okay, so we don't blame. If you're the accidental homewrecker, we do not blame you. And I feel like a lot of girls have been in this situation. And I feel like it's girls.
And it's unfortunate that the girl would blame the girl.
Yeah, and like he was so private. I think he might have blocked me on Instagram, so I was never able to find her or anything.
I know that you're really sad that you can't see what he's up to anymore. I get that.
He could punch me in the face and I wouldn't know it's him. I don't remember. It was years ago. Sam's very worried now.
What have I worried about? Chad and Dale. Chip and Dale. Fuck off, lads. I have absolutely nothing to worry about. Chad and Dale.
Mates. So the moral of the story is, if you're the homewrecker without knowing you're the homewrecker, peace and love. It happens by accident. I would then, if you can, maybe let them know. I would let them know. If I could have let the girl know, I would have let her know, but I didn't know who she was or like how to find her. That she didn't exist in my social media searching. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. But if you're homewrecking with intention, don't do that. Do that to the girls. Don't do that to the girls or the guys.
Or the guys. Yeah, let's not do that.
Let's not homewreck on each other. And girly, for you, you're going to get away from him. Get the fuck away from him.
Yeah, get away from him and run a mile.
Leave his stuff outside the door of your parents' house. The disrespect.
In your parents' house,
the disrespect. We're going to get rid of him.
Boss Lama said in a Mickey pic and then go for dinner with the dad. Like, that's crazy.
That is wild. That's crazy behavior. And we're cutting that out. We're not having that anymore. Yeah?
Oh, I thought you meant you were cutting out my line there.
I loved that line. Keep that. We'll keep that. We'll put on my t-shirt.
Yeah, get rid of it.
What'd you say? Boss man sent a Mickey pic. And went to dinner with his dad. We'll put it on a t-shirt. Yeah.
Get rid of that.
That's an end note. Merch coming soon.
Yeah. And don't, guys, be careful when you're sending nudes.
Be careful sending nudes. Maybe just don't if it's not to in a safe space, in a safe realm. Yeah. Girlies, we're going to leave it there. That's us for today. This is almost the end of the season. Next week is the end of season three.
Tree? Is it the end of season three? Yeah.
God. Keep me humble. Okay, girly willies and Naked Fashion, we love you so much. Thank you so much for sponsoring the pod. Naked Fashion, get yourself together.
Let's all do that again. My mic is
do the ad read, please.
Guys, Naked Fashion, check the link down below. Thank you for sponsoring sales, updates, clothes. You can get clothes and shit.
Keywords.
Yeah, Sophie Murray. Fashion.
Yeah, Naked.
It's like synergy. Do you know when it's like in like a board meeting, it's like just synergism.
It's giving Roman in Succession.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh,
well done, okay.
All right, guys.
Are you a creep?
No, I've got to therapy. Actually, I have therapy in 45 minutes.
Okay, we gotta go.
Gotta go talk about. I'm gonna talk about Dale and therapy.
Yeah,
today.
You can talk about your therapy session with us next week.
Yeah, and I'm gonna.
Do you want to like say it or shot it next week? Like, if we get drunk next week or something?
No, I don't drink.
Fuck off.
I don't really drink anymore.
I know, so fuck off.
So who the fuck's gonna drive in you, George?
We'll like, get a taxi.
No, I'm not getting. No, but we'll have fun. We'll
maybe
do
I'll
fun.
Get drunk for the season finale. Will
I? Can I be on the whole season finale next week?
Oh, so I don't. Okay, I'm not in. I'm sick that day. Oh, sorry, you mean on both episodes? Okay. Okay, we'll double whammy.
No, actually, because it comes out in 2 different days, so don't worry about it. It's fine.
Okay, we'll just do like 2 hours.
No, I hear it. It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay, girly parties, we love you so much.
All right, guys,
we'll
love
chat
you.
To you next week. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.